section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Say something. Hi.
Hello.
Hola. Right. I have to work on a Native American accent. So.
Yes. Not yet. You want to give it away.
I know.
All right. Clap your hands.
Coming to you live from Beer Bottle Crossing, Idaho, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Rory's Surgery, IBWIP News Bulletin, What's Up in E-Smoke, Jason for the Movies, Say You, Say Me, and the Great American Telenovela, with your co-hosts, The Voice, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
All right, welcome my friends to episode 182. Who would have ever thought we'd make it to 182? I am your host, the podcasting god. You guys are so good at that. It's like you've been trained in everything.
Three-part harmony.
We have a good show for you tonight. Everybody has a drink of some kind.
Booze.
Which always makes us a lot more funny, I assume. I don't think we've ever been funny. Okay, here we are first. Let me first introduce my co-host and head writer for the show. He marches to the beat of his own drummer, and I can only imagine that drummer is Rick Allen of Def Leppard. Welcome, Locks of Love, Jason.
He only has one arm to drum with, as do I. That's a fun fact no one knows about me. I only have one arm.
How do you drive a car and drink and drive?
I know, right?
You're amazing. All right, and now, tonight in the guest host chair, we have the one and only Aaron Rodgers.
Whatever.
What?
Wait, count, double check.
Wait, that's my mistake. It's The Voice, Dustin.
Hello.
I had it saved up. I know I've let that joke go way too long, but
I already got a new one this last week.
I wrote it like 600 years ago. And finally, we have brought our next co-host on the show to appeal to human. Let me just start that over because
the whole show.
Yeah. We have brought my next co-host on the show to appeal to our female listenership. I mean, listener. Let's welcome intern Heather to the show.
Hello. Hello, lone female listening.
She's on the show now, so technically we don't have a lone female.
Maybe you guys can sync up your periods via the podcast.
We definitely will.
You know, it could happen.
Last week.
All right, we got a great show for you tonight, and
just let it go. Let it go forever.
Just let it go forever?
Okay. The rest of the show.
It just makes it more intense.
Right. It was just like, I feel like ripping off my pants.
We're building to something.
The button panel.
Those breakaways, yeah.
Well, it's been a trying couple weeks. What did you? I missed it.
No, the music
just
is still
going. Yeah.
You told me to let you keep going.
I say a lot of things.
Now, YouTube probably won't let us post this because we had that song on there. They have a tendency to get mad. So we've had the last couple weeks. Rory, my dog. Everybody knows Rory. If you follow me on Instagram, unfortunately, you're berated with Roriness.
The boxer.
The boxer. Hashtag boxers of Instagram. I think we had talked about it. Like, she had this sore on her back.
Yeah.
And for a while, we had talked about it. And
it was really nasty, too. I came over here to write with you one time, and I was like, hey, your dog's back is bleeding. You're like, oh, no, something. I was like, oh, no, it's really bleeding.
Right. It was, and so she had one before when she was like two, and it ended up being not cancer, and you just let it take its course, right? So I was doing the same thing, plus I didn't have a job, so I really didn't have enough money to be.
To the detriment of the dog.
Right. Sorry. If somebody's going down, it's got to be you.
And she wasn't getting a job.
No. Right. So
I thought I just saw the after effects then, and I didn't see all the rest of this disgusting.
Oh, I got pictures. I'll show you later.
Ugh.
But I finally
ask about his toenail one too.
I got a whole story about the toenail too.
Oh, great!
Your toenail or the dog's toenail?
My toenail.
Oh, okay.
I had a I had a trailer, a pop-up trailer dropped on my toe. But anyway, Rory, we found out she had cancer. So they're like, "Oh, we got to do surgery." I'm like, "Oh, the fuck, this is going to cost me," you know, like. How does it compare to human cancer?
Right.
Right up there.
Like, because if so, we'll just put her down. Right?
Poor Rory.
So they told me how much it was going to be. It was $600. Now, of that $600, 220 of that was just sending it to the lab and having the lab do tests on it. Ugh. So that was like what one third?
What is it? The cancer?
The tumor.
Oh, the tumor.
Right. So they had like they send it out to the lab and then it does they do all these tests on it and they grade it and then they see if you got it all this stuff. So a third of the price of getting this dog's cancer fixed was all just this lab. Just,
yeah.
Do you ever Google home cancer research for the dogs, or you can just
you can get
DIY?
Get a telescope, you know, or microscope. A telescope isn't going to help. Right. Microscope and just.
It's probably just like white vinegar and like some dishwasher liquid. That's probably all it is. And
all at your local Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
And just rub some meth on that. But I was like super, super like I went to the vet, you know, and she's like, you know, they took like a biopsy, like right there. They just kind of stuck a needle in, you know. And like she came back and she's like, well, we have good news and bad news. I was like, it was your typical like movie. It's like if the doctor comes in, I've got good news and bad news. I'm like,
they play the Bulls theme there.
Just yeah. I like just give me the bad news first. I can take it. And so they said it was cancer. So anyway, so for 2 weeks we had to like give her medicine and like Benadryl.
In preparation?
Yeah, it was supposed to like contain it.
Yeah.
Wherever it was at, it was supposed to contain it and before so they could do the surgery. And so giving this dog pills is like
yeah.
I would rather like have a child
You have to trick him into it, don't you?
You have to trick him into
it. They don't like it after a while.
Right, but she's super smart. So like one day you give her like you shove him in like cheese.
Or were you doing them as suppositories? Was that part of the problem?
No, that would have been a good idea. It's
right up the pooper.
Yeah. It probably would have worked better. So every couple days, she would figure out, oh, they're giving me this treat. It's got something in it. And so she would eat everything and then spit them out. So every day you had to give her something else. So, you know, 2 weeks, that's 14 times, you know, twice a day. So we go have surgery. And I pick her up from having the surgery, right? And she has this 6-inch incision across her back. It was just huge. And I was just like, you know, that tumor was like the size of a quarter. Why are we cutting off 3/4 of the duck's body? But they wanted to make sure they got it all.
It's like an iceberg where it gets huge underneath.
Right. That must have been what it was. But she said she wanted to make sure she got all of it out.
Sure.
So, and so, like, we were on Instagram. I was putting, you know, hashtag Team Rory McGoo. And everybody was super cool. Everybody was like, I hope she gets better. And you know, one of the Instagram boxers that we follow, like, sent her treats and stuff from, like, New Jersey and stuff. So that was super cool. Today, I took her to get her stitches out. So the lab called, and so I guess it was like a low grade tumor, and then they said that based off of the information, the density of the cancer, like that they had gotten the perimeter of it, you know, and that they said she had like 2.5 years to live. Like the doctor was like, and the prognosis is really good. It's like 2.5 years to live, and I'm just like, That doesn't seem good at all. Yeah.
Without the surgery?
Or
after the surgery, I was like, wait a minute, this is $600 for...
How old is she?
7, so... But she said, well, but you have to take into consideration that calculation, you know, there could be a dog that's 15 that has cancer. Mm. I'm like, well, that doesn't make no sense. So they said she's going to be fine.
They
so,
don't know anything over there.
They don't.
Well, that's good. You got like $20 a month. There's like 30 months until then.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good rate.
Yeah, and then this weekend for
all that love.
For Valentine's Day weekend, we were up in Rockford, and we went to the pet store. Don't ever go in the pet store, right? We went to the pet store. They had puppies. Mm. And this girl, this fucking girl, just shoves a puppy in. Like, Molly looks down.
Oh, I saw the picture.
Yeah, yes. Molly looks down at this puppy and is like, oh, and this girl, like a used car salesman, man. She just snatched it up and shoved it.
You know it's Valentine's Day this weekend,
exactly.
Right?
She shoved it up and, you know, give it to Molly. And Molly's like, oh, I'll take this big. And then she's like, here, go in here and play with it. She, like, shoved her into this, like.
This is the Mastiff.
Yeah, right? And I'm like. And so she's playing with this dog, and I'm just like, okay. And she's like, you're going to play with it. I'm like, I'm not touching the dog. I'm just not doing it. Why would I do something, you know? I wasn't trying to be mean. You know, the dog's looking at you like Sarah McLachlan's playing in the background. She's like, oh, you remember me. And she's like, I'll go get the paperwork. And I'm like, well, what are you?
Pump the brakes, lady.
Pump the brakes. I'm like, oh, I don't need
they
any
paperwork. They butter you up with the love, and then they bring
right.
you the money.
It, I'm like, I don't need any paperwork because I just paid $600 to get my dog.
Well, you could have saw if there was any kind of trade-in value for Rory.
Right, right.
Ooh, there you go.
I got once, you know, got some miles on it. Got a
she
big...
just had some overhaul. You right, know, right, we just yeah. put some work
just
in.
Just got a tune-up done, you know.
I have so much to learn about pets.
But so then she brings the paperwork, you know, and shows me the AKC register, which Rory is too. You know, she's and shows her bloodline and all this. And she's like, well, you know, the first year of her life, all the vet bills are taken care of, blah, 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 blah. But of course, I have to drive all the way up there, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I was like, well, how much does this dog cost?
$3,500.
And I go, I wouldn't, I've got wives that didn't even cost me that much to marry. I'm not, you know.
And divorce.
Right. And I was like, I don't have that kind of money. And you know what the lady said? Oh, but meanwhile, she...
That's a steal on Lifetime Love.
She is now barricaded herself in front of this little kennel door so we can't get out of the little play area. And another salesperson has also barricaded herself, and they're standing with their arms over this corral, so the door, so you can't get out. Meanwhile, Molly's just like, oh, this is the most beautiful puppy. It's so cute. I want to keep it. And I'm just like, And she's like shoving this. She's like, well, you can make payments on it.
Sounds to me like this was a stolen dog and it was hot merchandise they were trying to move quick.
Would you?
Those papers might not have been
legit papers, right?
Look for a notary.
Heather, yeah. Would you pay monthly payments for a pet?
Really depends on the pet. If it was a ferret, maybe.
Like leasing a car? Like, do you get to trade it in for another puppy
after
the one gets too big?
And it's like, oh, well, if it gets dysplasia, you know, we pay for that. I'm like, if it gets dysplasia, you're going to pay. So, like, I don't know, but it was just ridiculous. So
dysplasia?
Hip dysplasia.
What is that?
Big dogs like that, they get a disease called...
So they can't read? Like, the letters get jumbled and stuff?
That's tough.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And what are you supposed to do if you can't read as a dog?
Woof! Woof!
I want to get back to something you said, Heather.
Yeah.
Ferret?
Yeah, I would totally make payments on
that's
a ferret.
That's top
like
animal
$3 payments on a ferret?
Is that the top animal for you, though?
I really do like ferrets.
I wanted one a long time ago, but then I heard they stink.
You can get that taken out, though, but that feels wrong. Like, I really wanted a skunk for a long time because you can get that stink thing taken out.
You're removing part of their glands.
Yeah, like I'm essentially ruining like their whole sense of like being able to defend themselves.
Yeah.
Like, that's all they got.
Yeah, that's it.
When I rape you, you won't make my room stink.
Jesus.
That's what I was really planning.
Wow.
That's what I was really going for.
We just went there to ferret skunk rape.
We had a ferret. We had a ferret when I was a kid.
How long was that? 10 minutes?
When I was a kid, we had a ferret. And it was a girl, and so once a month it swelled up and it stunk. You know, like it would.
Are you talking about periods for the ferret?
They would go in heat. They would go in heat once a month or whenever. It seemed like once a month because I was a kid. And it used to play like with my Matchbox cars. It would push him with its nose, and like when my mom would fold the socks and underwear, it would like get into one of the socks and come out the other side and just pop its head out because it was all warm. But then one day my mom had acrylic nails and they were red and it just bit my mom. Like it grabbed a hold of her, bit her finger. And my mom, I just remember my mom like fucking just yanking her fucking hand back and forth and this ferret just
hanging from her hand. Oh man, that'd have been hilarious.
Oh man,
did she snap its neck?
And
probably
like flicking it against the wall.
Yeah. So the next day, someone came and got that ferret and he didn't have a ferret anymore. It used to drink beer.
That's
the
cool.
Ferret drank beer?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like my kind of ferret.
Right.
Now, when
chill-ass ferret.
When the ferret's getting heat, are there like ferret sex toys or something that you can give the ferret
their,
to appease itself?
Their vagina just swelled up like a big...
Well, I know there's like ones called rabbits, but I haven't seen any that are called ferrets.
Well, let's work on it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
very wiggly.
Frisky ferret.
There's a space in the market for that.
I would really guess that it's more of like a really wiggly like dildo type. And that's,
probably.
Yeah. I bet they have one out there.
Oh, look forward to Co-op Records coming soon.
So our first news item today is a New Jersey man posed as fake blind twin in court. So in an effort to avoid paying his traffic tickets that worked for a lot longer than it probably should have, Olawale Ogoro of Hackensack, New Jersey, appeared in court several times while posing as his made-up twin brother, Tony, the Bergen Record reports.
This doesn't bode well for New Jersey's reputation.
Tony.
So let me see if I can grasp what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy who had a bunch of parking tickets, and so he would start to go to the court acting as if he was this guy's twin brother, but it was actually him?
Yes, several times he said that he was he made up a twin brother.
That's why he got the tickets, because he's blind and he didn't know there were no parking zones.
He was blind?
Why is he driving?
That's a good question.
He posed as fake blind twin.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
He did indeed. He pretended to be blind. The 58-year-old Ogoro was issued with 5 motor vehicle summons on July 31st, and he appeared in court on September 19th, identifying himself as Tony.
Tony.
I'm blind over here.
Tony Montana.
Can't see nothing over here.
Hey-o.
I'm made up over here.
And after his appearance, the original arresting officer, who had recognized Agoro in court, pulled him over, issuing three more tickets and impounding his car, the record reports.
Now, this kind of reminds me of, like, the whole ticket system and everybody, and this is New Jersey, but here in Tazewell County, like, I got summonsed to appear in court. I got served papers 2 weeks ago for $36. Okay, so every year, the Tazewell County charges me $36 to take out my child support from my check and send it to my ex-wife. It was court mandated. It was, you had to do it. It's not like you had the option of not doing it. But then they charge me once a year. They charge me $36, so I don't pay it. I just don't. I think this is stupid. I don't pay it. So then after a year, they will then catch up on their paperwork, and every year I get summonsed and get served papers for $36 and a court date.
Do you go? Do you go?
No, I
he
pay.
He sends
it.
His blind brother.
Send my blind brother. No, what I do is I wait till 2 days before my court date, and then I go in and pay it. But if you think about it, okay, so they had to. It's a government job, so let's just say the person makes $30 an hour. That's a court. You know, that's reasonable, right, for a government job?
I guess.
So they make $30 an hour. Okay, it probably took her an hour to file all the paperwork for this. You know, after she figured it out, it was me and how much I owed. Then to file the actual court papers, like I actually got court papers and scheduled the court date. Then hired the guy to serve papers. The guy had to drive to my house. I wasn't home, so he left a note. So then I called him, and he drove back to my house for me to sign this piece of paper, all for $36. Then I had to go in, and then the clerk had to help, you know, wait on me while I paid for it, which was, you know, 15, 20 minutes, right? So they probably spent, what, $400 just to...
This is every year, though, this happens?
Yeah, every year.
If you end up paying it anyway, then why don't you just do it right away?
It's the principle of the thing.
They're going to get charged money if he's going to have to pay that money. System.
They're going to wait until the last possible fucking day to get my $36 because it's ridiculous.
Okay, so you're just teaching the man a lesson.
I'm sticking it to the man.
Good for you. Kick their ass.
Fucking bastards.
Damn the man.
And next time I'm just going to act like my blind brother.
Yeah.
It'll go great.
Well, let's find out how that went for Mr. Olawale.
Tony!
So after his, let's see, where was I? Oh, this forced Agoro to admit that he was not blind when he got issued those three other tickets afterwards.
Oh, because he was driving. Okay,
yeah. So he had to admit that he wasn't blind. Caught me.
All right, officer, I got something to, I'll go ahead and fess up.
I've
got to
be honest with you.
It turns out I'm actually deaf.
They wouldn't give him
deaf.
His car back. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What? What?
I think it's deaf, right?
What?
But he had to do it so he'd get his car back. And this is just another example of the extremes people will go to escape justice. Rochelle Park Police Chief Robert Flannelly said Friday.
Huh.
Would you go to all that trouble?
No.
You have to, like, it has to have a backstory. And the backstory has to continue for a long period of time.
Yeah. That was a shitty backstory.
I wonder how many tickets? Was it like three?
Five.
Five. Originally there was five.
Five.
At one time there was just one. You right, take right, care right. of it, yeah. you know, and...
They give you a long time to take care
You're
of.
You're an adult.
So am I a hypocrite for saying that guy did wrong, but I do right?
Whatever you do, Blake, is fine in my book.
I don't know what he did. He just did motor vehicle shenanigans, is all we
motor
have.
Vehicle shenanigans.
He's starting a lie where you create a person and that they're blind. I feel like that's just so much more trouble than it's worth.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I saw, and I don't mean to take you off here, but at this point, you know, it doesn't matter. We're not staying on track. There was a thing on TV the other day that there's a company now that you can sign up and get a fake girlfriend or a fake boyfriend. You get text messages, phone messages, and people pay to go on this website, and you pick where they're from and what they do for a living and everything.
You know what? That's going to help a lot of people that are in bad marriages want to get out of it quick. All they have to do is sign up for that.
Wow.
Let their spouse find
it. I just think that's odd.
What? Aren't they going to like have to get charged a bunch of money then and have divorce?
But I guess whether
well, no, like they want out of it, but like they have to have a reason, so they fake an affair. I don't
it
know,
doesn't even
have
to be a marriage.
Conscience.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, it could
hell
be.
Hath no fury for a woman scorned, though.
Yeah,
right.
It needs to be remembered.
But the other part of that is like they were. And it was on Valentine's Day. The news was doing it, you know. But they were talking to a couple people that, you know, these women. They're like, oh, well, people were bugging me about not dating. So I was like, let him bug you for not dating. Why would you pay?
Yeah, because every time I come over here, I'm like, hey, Blake, look at all the text messages I got today.
Proven.
Like, I got that one and that one.
That way one, to date, Dustin.
He must be such a hot date. That one, no. All sorts of texts.
I'm just getting tons of texts.
that one says R-E semicolon, but it's okay. It's, right. It's just, you know, that's his tagline.
I've heard about services like that before that will create like a Facebook profile, and they'll contact you that way, but I've never heard of, like, you enter the information, you get texts from. I've never heard of that. It's evolving.
Yeah, well, and then they said that the company is looking into where you can order yourself flowers and presents, and they come out.
Wow. That already exists. So you can just go online and do that now. Yeah. Just put a different name on it.
Just call my family's flower shop, and I order
some flowers. I'll just call your family. Myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I have an order every year for Valentine's Day.
You're like, I have never went without having flowers.
Next year, you're hoping you get a ferret vibrator.
So. Right.
Exactly.
Hopefully, by a year from now, they're in production.
Here's to hoping myself.
Hoping yourself?
Here's to hoping myself.
Okay.
Comma myself. I was talking to myself is what I meant.
Okay. Well, you have to.
Hope. That's what the kids call it these days.
Hoping. I've been hoping myself all that time.
Hoping myself raw.
We're so old.
God.
So our next news item, a little bit of just some tips for everyone. 10 tips for a great first date. So the top 5 things men want women to do on a first date.
We'll see, right? All right, Locks of Love? Let's see what we agree.
So number one, tell him where you want to go.
This is for who now?
This is for men want women to do on a first date.
Okay.
What's the first one?
It's tell him where you want to go.
That's absolutely correct. Don't say I don't care.
Because you do care.
We care. We all care.
Everyone should care.
It causes a lot of fights. Just say I want to go here. Don't go, I don't care. What do you want to do?
Get it moving.
Your mouth is like glowing red. That was kind of cool.
It's kind of rude to say you don't care too, right? Like, that's I don't care what's happening. Yeah.
Right. I don't care. I want to go home anyway.
It's your money.
Time will pass.
There you
right.
Go.
It's your money. What is your bank account up for?
I'm just looking for a story tonight. That's all.
Right. I'm just looking for show content.
So the next one is don't stress if the meal's not quite right.
Oh, so now we're buying dinner? You didn't get here a minute ago.
That's always the. They always say that when you're out to eat with someone of the opposite sex, or I guess any gender, you just say, you kind of judge that person based on how they. Sorry, I moved my hand out of the camera's way.
Sorry.
You can always judge a person on how they like treat the help, you know, treat the waiter and waitress. And I think that, I don't know, maybe that's included in that. That's that hint, that helpful hint.
I could see that.
Maybe not.
I'm always good.
I'm a stickler.
With servers and all that.
I'm kind of good stuff. With them
because like, I work with the public.
Right.
So you know,
I'm nice to them, but I also expect like, you know, what I mean, I expect it to be right. I'm not a douche about it.
Yeah.
But I will be polite. But I'm like, this is you know.
And you Definitely. Always call them.
This is still moving.
You always flirt with them too, right?
Yes. Molly gets
you always
mad.
Call them honey.
I always, if it's women, I always call them hun or dear.
You don't call them honey if they're guys.
No,
sweetness.
I say,
have you ever had a server
sweet cock?
Ever had a server
like
flirt
it.
With you and that
oh,
led
yeah.
to a fight?
Oh yeah.
No, I've had that happen
yep.
before
with my ex-wife.
This is what we call a humble brag. But go ahead.
Well, like no, this was a while ago. I thought that might be where he was going. There was a waitress. I don't even think she was doing it on purpose, but she was helping the table next to us, and evidently. My ex at the time thought she was being a little too friendly with me because, I mean, I was obviously with my ex,
right.
mm-hmm. and she was helping the table next and bent over and basically just put her ass right on
nice.
Display
oh,
right in front
shit.
Of me.
Ow.
And I, you know.
Oh, damn, she.
You touched it.
Eyes forward.
You shoved in your thumb and you pulled out a plum.
Peripherally, I could see what was going on, but I was not looking. And, the ex did. She goes... Don't leave her any more than a 10% tip. And I'm like, that's kind
oh,
of...
Oh, was she
like,
a sweetheart, too?
It. She was like...
I guess she
I
was
still,
a sweetheart.
I tipped her appropriately
just
what
tip.
I felt. Yeah.
Just, and, the tip of my penis.
But yeah, that made for an uncomfortable meal. Her.
But that's yeah. what they do. Yeah. That's what a good waitress does, right, though? An attractive
show
waitress.
Show their ass, bend over.
Show their ass,
a waitress, is you. Just like a downgraded stripper. You know, like, that doesn't want to get naked. That's the same thing. They flirt with you. They make you feel important. They make you feel like they want to talk to you. Just like a stripper does.
Yeah, I'm going back to Applebee's. Jacinda loves me over there.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go back. You know, there's a guy at Logan's. There's a gay guy at Logan's. And I will wait 15 minutes for his table. Like, if I see that he's working, I'll say I want his section because
his bulge.
He's attentive, oh, I'm sorry. Probably
yeah,
attentive.
And he
puts
course,
your napkin on your lap for yeah. you.
And I, of course, he's very, very masculine, very muscular, so I would play the bitch in that relationship. But you know what? He gives good
hey,
service.
Hey, you can be a power bottom.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Good on you.
Who knows what else he gives good, so you may right, as, yeah, as well. Yeah.
I'm like, Molly, do you mind leaving? I want to see if I can get this guy to
take
suck
a
me off. Anyway.
That's what everyone's looking for at the end of their meal with the waitress.
What's number three?
Oh, number three, make a genuine offer to pay when the check comes.
This is what guys want.
Right.
This is what guys want girls
oh, it's,
to do.
It's where they, you know, like, oh, no. No, don't even bother. Like, if I ask somebody out, I expect to pay. You know, especially on a first date.
I think that
date.
Should be the rule.
What kind
overall?
Of guy expects the girl to,
offer?
Like, go Dutch at the minimum, let alone pay for the whole thing?
Well, I think...
Unless you're unemployed.
Some guys don't like it when
I think
pay.
If you're internet dating, the first date, it's your responsibility to make it something that you can
maybe
afford.
Maybe it depends
like
on how well the date goes. Like, if you're sitting there in complete silence and it's just awkward as hell, you know? maybe it'd be okay if she wants to pay for herself, but no, if it's going well.
This is what I usually do. First date. I'll give you a scenario. First date. We're eating. Let's say we went to Logan's because that's my favorite restaurant. Yeah. You know, if she orders steak and lobster on our first date, that's, surf and turf,
yeah.
I'm going to look at her and go,
bitch, please.
You'll be sucking my dick on the way home, just to let you know.
And that'll be that.
Is that right or not right, Heather? Because that's one reason we have you on the show is to tell me if I'm out of line.
Well, yeah, that's not right, first off. But I definitely, I mean, I see where you're coming from. It's an asshole move on her part, but that doesn't mean that you have to be an asshole in turn.
Right. Take
two
her to Burger
don't
King
make,
if you don't
you
want her
don't,
to have
you
that
don't,
option.
You don't know me well enough yet, Heather. I am an asshole.
Two assholes don't make a right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. Two assholes don't make a baby.
Definitely not.
That's true. I don't think there's one
I think my grandma had that on a pillow on her couch
right.
when
oh,
I was
definitely.
A kid.
Embroidered.
Right. And, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. We sold tons of those at garage sales.
Leviticus 2:18.
My friend actually did need a point, though, and she made one that was like, don't be a dick. It was great.
Nice.
Flowers.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
Dropping the vapes.
Dropping bombs like it's Hiroshima.
Did you spill juice on yourself?
Did you juice your pants?
Aww, is it dripping?
Oh, it's...
Is it the drip that's dripping?
Blake, your crotch is so juicy right now.
Oh, my God, it's so juicy. There's a sense of nicotine in your balls.
It's like there's a ferret over here.
So there are other things that men want women to do on first dates.
I love Heather already. She's awesome.
And the next one is be courteous and say thank you, which I kind of just want everyone to
do
that
on
humans.
An everyday basis.
Yeah.
He wants the woman to say thank you?
He wants her to be courteous and say thank you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that.
Especially when he's giving it to her.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
May I please have another?
Thank you, sir.
Exactly. And the last thing is to kiss him, but only if you are so inclined. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like tongue and mouth. I kiss on the... If a girl gives me... women always say that guys don't know what they're thinking, what girls are thinking, or what they should do.
That's true on my part.
Why doesn't... obviously. Why do... You know... If you had a good time, I'm not expecting you to give me the deep throat, but a kiss on the cheek.
Jeez.
Do you think
you go from a kiss straight to like a blowjob?
To a deep throat,
yeah. That's right.
Sometimes I don't articulate the way
what
I
kind of women are you going out
peck on the
with?
Lips, and then a peck on the tip.
There you go. Yeah. No, it ain't a peck, according to what he's
saying. Well,
you start with a peck, just kind of tease me a
peck
little
on
bit.
The tip.
Hope you loosened your throat up, baby.
Yeah.
I think that's legit. But then, so the top five things women want men to do on a first date. First one is give her a little advance notice when you ask her out, which is so true.
Yeah, like basically 10 minutes tops. Yeah. You know, like,
how much time?
Hey,
do you
what are
need?
You doing?
How much time do you need?
To get ready or to be asked out on a date?
To be asked out on a date.
I think I would like 2 days, but even the same day wouldn't bother me if it was like early in the day and it was like, let's go do this, and it
spur
was like
of the
chill.
Moment. Spur of the moment for like a first date? I don't know.
Maybe
like,
not
I
a first date.
I think
date.
For a first date you need at least 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, don't do more
you
than that.
You need to warm up.
Right.
Yeah, don't do more than that.
Yeah, because mindset. You might find out they're fucking nuts by the time the date comes around if you do
well,
it too
that
early.
Happens. That for and sure happens.
I'm sure
because then it's like, am I supposed to text them?
Right.
Yeah, it's a very weird
yeah, I'm not
going to
talk to you in 5 days when our date is.
Yeah. I think that was I had my Valentine's Day date canceled, and he set it up a week before.
What?
Or he didn't cancel. He just straight up
that's
stood
bullshit.
Me up. Yeah.
What, seriously?
But, what's his
yeah,
name?
Yeah, he totally
what,
did.
What's his first name?
I can't say. It starts with a B, though.
No, you totally
for
can't.
Butthole.
Deep douche.
Right, well, just to let said person know,
yeah.
you have three brothers here that are about to go off.
So wait, you were going to go out on a first date?
I was going to go out on a first date on Valentine's Day. He asked, and I was like, okay. And then he didn't say anything that whole day.
That's kind of ballsy.
Where are we going to go?
Yeah, I don't even know. There was no plan or anything.
No, so it's not like you were at a restaurant waiting. You were just at home waiting.
No, I wasn't home. Yeah, I texted him though at 5:30, and I was like, hey, what's the plan tonight?
Yeah.
And then he got back to me at like 10:30 that night. After I had, yeah.
Douche.
You know what totally. Carmela Fettuccini douche. Would say? You're an asshole.
That sounds a lot like her.
Yeah.
Dead on. How was your date with Carmela?
Really good. Our destination weekend was Fort Lauderdale.
Mm.
And we just got a lot of sand dollars down there, a lot of sand dollar art. We got a lot of sand in places people shouldn't have sand.
Hello.
So you guys did it.
We did go down to Florida. I'm not sure that's right. We did.
Very nice. Okay, so the next thing that women want men to do on a first date is have a game plan ready.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea.
Yeah.
Especially if you're the one making the plans.
Yeah.
It's
the man's responsibility.
Straight up.
That if he tells you what it is, if you're not okay with what he's got planned, you should say that beforehand. If he says, hey, I want to go to dinner and then go maybe see a movie or go bowling.
Don't do a movie on a first date.
No,
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's
go bowling. Let's say go bowling. If you're unable to pick up a bowling ball, you should tell him beforehand. Don't go and start making excuses like in the middle of dinner because you're too chicken shit. And don't
to your point, would you date someone who couldn't pick up a bowling ball? I wouldn't. I'd leave him at the curb.
I'd give him a chance.
I say, we're going to Plaza Lane. She said, I can't pick up a
they
ball.
Don't have
I said,
any upper body
find
strength.
A way home.
Is that the issue?
Probably. Yeah, no core strength. Maybe a bad
Or is it like a palsy type thing?
A mile, but Blake likes that
specifically to get you.
Chug it like a train over there. It is a palsy thing.
Okay.
Yes, you're very anti-palsy.
All right, well,
that's okay.
put that on your Go Fish profile.
All right, what do we got to wrap this one up here.
The next one we got is confirm your plans together the night before. These kind of all go together.
Yeah.
Just be prepared. Boy scout it out.
Right, exactly.
Boy scout it out.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And the last one, or no, be chivalrous. Girls have to be courteous. Men have to be chivalrous.
Yeah, always hold the door open.
Yeah, and when you after you're done walking,
take a shower.
After you're done walking through, close it. If she doesn't put her arm out to hold the door open, that's her own fault.
That
makes sense.
That's right.
And the last one is ask her for a second date at the end of the first one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm. You just have to, I guess.
What? No, that one. I don't know.
If
it does not go well,
then
don't
do it.
Yeah, force it.
So you're saying if you had a good time, say, hey, I'd like to go out with you on a date again. If it doesn't, just don't bring it up. Is that kind of what we're saying here?
I think that's a good idea, yeah. I did have one guy who asked me on a second date, though, after a first date that he thought went very well, and he was nice enough. But then I was like, I'm not into it. Yeah, well, I didn't say that, but I said, I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
I got some stuff coming up.
Now, would you prefer that a girl was just like, no, thank you?
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I think if...
She just went ghost after that.
Yeah, because you would have to be able to kind of pick up. Like, if you did the vague thing, and then...
It's like the same thing, yeah.
If you said, I'll think about it, that's enough of a social cue.
And that's enough of
courteous to him, towards like, oh, that's a no.
And he'll figure
thank
it out when
much.
You don't respond to his text
Absolutely,
for the next
yeah.
5 days.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's abruptly goes close, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
That's the ticket.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Say, see, what we're going to do here is we're going to play a song. And the song, I've Found a New Baby by the Ninth Street Stompers.
How's the show going so far? Seems like it's going okay from here. But of course, you know, I mean, paid exactly nothing to be here.
I found a new baby.
My fashion plate, baby, oh, she fills me with joy. She got a new way of love. She's made me a slave. That sweet dub-dubbing, that's all that I crave. What a kiss, what a miss, a reminiscing, then nice high sometimes. Those living eyes hypnotize, mesmerize, and about sometimes. Lord, I don't mean it. I just had to fall. I found a new baby. Baby, that's all. Fashion plate, baby, oh, she fills me with joy. She got the new way of loving, and she's made me her slave. That sweet turtle doving, mama, that's all that I crave. What a kiss, what a miss, I reminisce, and then I sigh. Sometimes those waving eyes hypnotize, mesmerize, and about sometimes. Lord, I don't mean maybe, I just had a fall. I found a new baby. Baby, that's how I found a new baby down on Dixie Way. I found a new baby, but who fightin' dating's out in Borde Ho. I found a new baby. Yes, down old Dixie Way, I found a new baby, yeah. Found a new baby, that's all. What a kiss, what a miss, a reminisce, and then I sigh so many times, living eyes at the ties, and about some time. Lord, I don't mean maybe, I just had to fall. Found a new baby, a new baby, that's all.
Wonderful stuff.
Oh my God, locks of love here. Locks of love here for you guys.
Sorry guys, I farted. Just to let you know, I'm sorry. Yeah. That's why I went like this.
That's not your vape juice?
No.
I thought it was a new flavor.
Guys, when was the last time you contacted the show at blake@ibwip.com?
Been a long time.
You know what, Blake? For some, the answer is never. For shame. We're not some hoity-toity podcast that won't respond back. We love our listener and would never leave them out there hanging. And to prove it, we created special YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine accounts just for them. So check them out and drop us a line. And if that weren't enough, all of our past episodes are available to stream for free.
Free, I tell you.
Not 1 cent do we ask.
No, not even a half a cent.
We have full-time jobs, but nothing better to do with the rest of our hours than to create this wonderful content for you, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Smart Radio, and of course, the titular IBWIP.com. Titular. We appreciate your support, titular.
I don't know what titular means.
It's the word of the day. When everybody says titular, scream real loud.
Cough real loud.
Anyway, by the way, I just want to remind everybody, craftvapery.com, use promo code IBWIP, 10% off in the store, and 20% off the
subscription.
First month of the subscription. Right. We did put out on episode 180, we did put out an interview with Josh Crane.
That's our next episode, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No.
No, it's, our, no, it's already out.
Yeah.
We're 182, right.
181. So check it out. Stop, but remember, craftvapory.com, use promo code IBWIP. Show them that people listen and hey, save yourself a couple bucks. Do it, or I'll punch your face in.
Do it. Really hard.
Because of Maria, and I shot Maria because of tequila. Well, Maria's heart is black, Lord, ain't no light. She took a brand new man home every night. So I crawled to the window of her brand new lover, and I shot them both right straight through the covers. Oh, I gave my heart to Maria. I gave my life to tequila. I shoot tequila because of Maria. I shot Maria because of tequila. Ay, 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 ay. Bar. After I dumped the gun in a stolen car, but they did not find no prints. I'd been too careful. The mob becomes key when your heartbroken vessel. Oh, ay, 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 ay. I gave my heart to Marie. Oh. I gave my life to tequila. I shoot tequila because of Maria. I shot Maria because of tequila. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah, there ain't nothing mean as a cheated lover. All of your secrets will soon be discovered. So let this his song go ahead and warn you. Just what happens to you cheating me to Rossine. Ay, 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 ay. I gave my heart to Marie. Oh. I gave my life to tequila. I shoot tequila because of Maria. I shot Maria because of tequila. Ay, 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 ay.
And that was Maria by Jackson Taylor and the Sinners.
You know what? It's so ironic that this is the perfect song to lead into our next segment, which is going to be...
When troubled times begin to bother me, I take a token on my cares.
Up in smoke, everybody! Alrighty, folks, it's that time again on IBWIP episode 182. We are going to do our What's Up in E-Smoke, and the festivities have gotten wild and crazy. Jason has had three drinks. Dustin has drank a beer bigger than a baby. And Heather is
go
on
big or go home.
Her second beer. And we're going to start off by talking about Deuces Wild, but we're going to do a little spin on it. We're going to play some blackjack.
We've talked about a lot of different vapes at this point, and all of them seem to have a theme.
Yes, they all have a theme, and that's, you know, that's half the battle, right?
Themes, the marketing. Are important.
What's your angle?
What's your angle? So Deuces Wild, mixology blended vape liquids. Now, Heather's dealing out some cards. We're going to play some blackjack. We got some chips. We were supposed to put some. I put
Annie up.
Annie up. I'm going to put $50 in first.
$50. Holy guacamole.
All right. And so.
So we all have to match
going
that?
Bigger yeah. going home.
Go big or go home.
Annie up. 50
so they have 8 flavors. And so we're going to talk about the first 4 flavors. And then we're going to finish this hand. And then we're going to talk about the other 4. So the first 4 flavors they have are alcohol.
Yeah.
Alcohol related. It's not actual alcohol, but it's alcohol flavored. So the first one is a Miami Ice. It's super little. You don't have to hold that one up. We'll wait to the big one and hold that one up. So Miami Ice is a fresh, juicy, and sweet to taste. That's why you will find in our newest addition to our lineup, Miami Ice is a fruity peach schnapps cocktail over ice designed to satisfy your craving at any time of the day. So basically, it tastes like peach schnapps, if you can believe that, which is pretty crazy if you ask me.
It definitely smells like it.
It does. It does smell. How many of these have you tried?
I've tried all 8 flavors.
And did you agree?
Peach yes, schnapps? No. This, I will say, you know, as most of you know, I don't drink alcohol. I
Were you able to walk a straight line after you
yes,
tried all
I was.
Eight?
Yeah, that's
good.
But I don't drink alcohol. I haven't in 13 years. But
yay, congratulations.
Yay.
This is the closest you're going to get. Why not?
Right, exactly.
Enjoy it.
So they have 4 different flavors that have alcohol in them. And the first one was the schnapps, like the Miami Ice. It was very good. It was a peach, very full peach flavor. But yeah. it had that schnapps. So the second one they call Royal Flush. We've tipped our hand, get it, you know, playing cards.
I get it.
And in your favor, by combining milky cream chocolate with suitable tones of spiced rum, we have created a blend that will satisfy even the most extreme chocolate craver, as well as give a little zing to the excite your taste buds. My brother tried this one, and he said that it was kind of like having a rum and Coke. Okay, Captain
nice.
Morgan.
That's my drink.
Your drink.
Hit me!
Right now, I'll do a hit of 4th Street. Hold on.
Oh, look at that. Look at his face. He enjoys it so much. Criminy.
I'm blowing right in your face.
Right in and turn Heather's face.
All right, so.
What a thick plume.
Secondhand vaping.
Enjoy this tropical blend great. Of coconut, pineapple, orange, strawberry, and a splash of rum that all comes together to leave you feeling like you've stepped out of your daily routine and into the sandy beaches of the Bahamas.
Did it taste like that?
It does. It
Heather, can you confirm? One,
oh, I'm on the Bahamas right now.
I'm wafting.
The islands
over.
Are near.
Wafting over. But
Deuces Wild, take me away.
Okay, so in the main one, and then we're gonna have Jason hold this one up right here. This is the one I'm just about ready to put in my dripper, and this is the El Dorado, and that's what goes with the song. This is enjoy a trip to the south of the border, which is where the Mexicans are. With our blend of smooth tequila and a juicy mango to create the experience worth its weight in gold. No burning going down here, folks. It's just a refreshing, sultrant taste that will leave you singing till the sun goes down. All right, you guys, go ahead and look at your cards. I'm going to load up my dripper.
Playing
the
game of Jack. Blackjack.
I have a question. Go ahead. After you taste this, I want to know if it does, in fact, make you want to do the Pee Wee Herman dance on top of a bar.
Whoa, I just put a lot of tequila. It doesn't have a strong tequila smell. Here, you want to show this? All right, let's look at our hands here.
We weren't getting additional cards?
Oh, we're going to.
Oh, wait, we can.
You can look at the bottom. I'm gonna stand, and I'm going to put in another $25. So if you're staying in, you've got to put another $25.
I'm going for it. Hit me!
You need another card?
No, actually don't. I just like saying that.
Okay, so here's a hit of the El Dorado.
I'm putting 25 in.
20. Okay, so everyone's still in.
All right.
And then who's the dealer? Okay, so Blake, you
dealer.
Go first.
I'm staying.
You stand? This is stay, right? If you wave your hand back and forth like that? Okay,
Do the official.
I'm staying. I'm showing the best card compared to everybody.
And I'm going to hit.
So. Okay, so what do you have faced up?
I have a 6.
Okay, I have a 7.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we like the
fuck. Oh!
What are you showing?
I'm showing an 8.
And,
I got a queen.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to lose.
Because you are a queen. Oh, respect yourself.
Hey! Snip, snap.
All right, so everybody's standing? Everybody's standing?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not staying.
No.
Right? I'm hitting?
Okay, yes.
Hit it.
All right.
What do you have showing on top?
A jack.
That's rough.
Hold on. Do I put the jack?
No. So what do you have on top?
Jack.
She's got a six on top.
So you have 16 on top.
16.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. Did you go over 21?
No, I did not.
Okay. Oh. All right. Well,
calling?
Calling? Here
all
we
right,
go.
Call it.
I have 17.
I have 18.
Boom, I've got 18.
Nah, I lost.
So Heather and I tie. What does that mean? We split the pot?
No, you guys put in more money while I start talking about the other ones, and then you guys do another hand for the whole pot.
All right, go ahead. And flip
all right. But not only does Deuces Wild have the four alcohol-flavored ones, they also have Bada Boom, which is inspired by a small-town bakery. The profile is creamy, moist banana bread with subtle hints of vanilla bean to give every taste a fresh, exotic flavor.
God damn, that sounds good.
The IBWIP rule is I don't vape banana, so I'm sure it's really good. also, and let me take another hit of this Eldorado.
I love banana bread.
Moist
banana.
Oh,
so good.
This is the Eldorado. This is the tequila one. And again, it tastes like tequila.
It doesn't have a strong tequila taste. It really just has the mango, but it has a hint of tequila. Like normally, when you hear somebody say tequila, you're like, "Oh God, it's going to burn my eyeballs out."
Get a slice of lime out.
Right. It's not bad at all. It's just faint, nice, delicate. All four of these alcohol ones are not overpowering. All right, and they also have Broadway, which is a mixture of vanilla, orange cream, and a sweet milky notes. Broadway is sure to please even the most sophisticated palate. Mm. Heather
doesn't love Broadway.
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 Okay, so what do you got face? What do you got face up?
Deuce.
Two. Yeah. Double
two. And what do you have, Heather?
I have a three.
All right. So do you want a hit or you
hit me?
All right.
Tap the table. Give me the hits.
So now on top, you got eight showing.
All right. I'm gonna hold.
All right, you're going to hold? You're going to put more money in, or are you just going to leave it?
They bet a dollar.
Going all in. I've got nothing left.
All right.
Do I hit first or match first?
You got to match me, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you got
to
match
me.
Would
you like to take a loan on my remaining chips?
All right. I'm going to hit.
What do you got showing on top?
Ooh. I got 12.
12 showing on top?
Yeah.
Okay, are you going to stay?
I'm going to stay.
Ready?
All right.
I might have gone over.
Throw it
I
up.
Definitely got over. I went 22.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Locks of love,
JT
Jason.
JT money ain't shit funny.
Bring all that money in there, buddy.
Oh, there's my 10% tips.
I want to spend it all in one place. All
right. The other one is a big stack. That's breakfast for dinner or maybe breakfast all damn day. Why not? This is the golden Belgian waffle topped with cooked sliced blueberries. You can enjoy a warm, delectable flavor all day long. Now, we have a 30-ounce bottle of that, which we are going to use as a giveaway. Jason, you want to show that that one? All right. We've got a 30-milliliter bottle that we're going to give away. And also, finally, I was vaping this before. This is probably my favorite of the non-alcohol flavored ones. It's called Starstruck. We thought you could use a treat. So when we mixed the thick and creamy sweet tones with accents of watermelon and pink lemonade, we made sure to create a blend that floods your palate with flavor. All right, so so here's what's going on with Deuces Wild. All right, you go to www.areyouallinvapor.com. That's their slogan.
I tell you what, I was all in on this game, and I came out on top. All
right, just like Deuces Wild. All right, from now until March 14th, they are having a contest. You go on their website, all you can areyouallinvapor.com. Okay, you have a chance to win. You can pick one of nine tracks, six laps, one winner. There's nine tracks all over the country, racetracks. All right, if you win, you can choose one of those racetracks to go to, and you can do six laps in like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini
awesome.
Or something.
I thought you meant that they just like run.
Yeah,
you just run around it six times.
If you're the winner, you're just gonna run all night long. So all you gotta do to enter is go to their website to get all the information. But like them on Facebook, and then on Instagram, if you repost and tag two friends, you're automatically entered to win through March 14th.
Not bad.
So Heather, I'm gonna put you on the spot. What do we need folks to do to win this 30-milliliter bottle of the Belgian waffle and blueberry? What's something that they can do to win this?
Social media-wise, then?
Sure.
Make
it easy
because they're
lazy.
They can make their own waffles if they take a picture of them in their own waffles.
Take a picture
of themselves with waffles.
Take a picture of yourself with waffles.
I like waffles.
Send an email.
Not a blue waffle.
No.
All right?
No.
No. No on the blue waffle.
Send the picture of you making or eating waffles to blake@ibwip.com. Let's just make it easy. They have until the 14th of March as well.
Yeah, why not?
So the same contest date as Deuce is Wild. Again, Deuce is Wild. It's a blend of vapor liquids, four flavors with alcohol themes and flavors, and four without. Are you all in? Vapor.com. Check them out. They're awesome. Awesome. Hold on. One more hit. I don't know. I like it. I like it better than I think of the alcohol ones, the alcohol themed ones. I'm almost going to have to say this: the El Dorado is the best.
Tequila one.
The tequila one.
The one that doesn't taste like the alcohol.
It doesn't really taste heavy tequila, and the one that doesn't taste like alcohol is Starstruck, the watermelon and pink lemonade. So nice. That is your e-smoke. What's up in e-smoke for episode 182? Thanks a lot for signing it, guys.
Up in smoke. I take good talking on my cares. Go up in smoke.
Yeah.
Push, push, dosh, dosh, my day off. All right, folks. It's been a long time, but in the coming weeks, we have a very, very, very well, very, very well-known awards ceremony coming out. And what better time to have Jason on the movies. Let's give it up here. Let's get the
whoop whoop.
I tell you what, on the Mount Rushmore of comedy, Bugs Bunny. Right? Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you have to pick four, right?
Pick four what?
Is that what's on Mount Rushmore?
Four? Yeah.
Of comedy?
Okay, so Mount Rushmore comedy would be Bugs Bunny.
Yep.
Bill
Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, really? Rapey Cosby?
Obviously, Rapey Cosby. By his performance on Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, I heard he did wonderful.
It was awful.
Who else is up there?
You got to put maybe Groucho Marx as being like a
Letterman
for me. You got to think Rushmore was built a long time ago, so it's going to be the forefathers, not like a current thing.
Oh, I think for me, it's just
Charlie Chaplin.
Because the Hitler stash. So like a lot of people, like
that
the young
style.
I know,
man.
But the what younger crowd's going to show up like,
well, fuck
that
the
guy
younger
up
crowd.
Here?
Why is Hitler in the comedy? Yeah, that was horrible.
Dein Hitler stash.
They shouldn't be so judgy.
Go into that little box there. See what happens. It's a television. Yeah.
And that's my movie review. Thanks, everyone. No, this is where I like to review movies, but and we've done this several times. I think it always turns out very well, wouldn't you say, Blake? I always do a very good job.
Yeah, the Halloween ones and the Christmas ones.
You do a good job. Well, okay, Heather, just to give you kind of the 411. With anything, he doesn't follow directions.
What are you talking about?
What?
Just okay. So we're going to discuss the Emmys.
No, Emmys is for television. This is the Oscars.
Oh, Oscar!
Yeah, I usually review films, but this time I'll be making my annual Oscar picks and giving you guys, the listener out there, the inside scoop on who is coming out right on top. I'll be making my picks for Best Actress, Best Actor, and the Best Picture. And just so everyone knows, my accuracy is upwards of almost 31%, so place your bets now. And just so all of you know, too, I've seen all these movies at least three times in preparation for my picks, and I'm now very well acquainted with
them. Okay, so you did your research this time.
Absolutely. Okay. There's between four and six movies nominated for each thing, and I've watched them all three times.
Wow.
Shannon
Johnson.
Just like Shannon Johnson. I know you said that I screw them up, but I mean, this time I watched all of them over and over again to make sure I wouldn't screw it up.
Okay, all right.
I just picked Dick Poop to win everything.
Who's that, Dick Poop?
Dick Poop.
No, fuck. See, now I already think I screwed up because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, right. He got nominated for an award.
All right, so Best Actress.
First up, Best Actress. That's right. Drew Barrymore for Blended. Cameron Diaz for The Other Woman and Sex Tape, two movies. Melissa McCarthy for Tammy, Charlize Theron for A Million Ways to Die in the West, and Gaia Weiss for The Legend of Hercules. Now, the smart money here is on Cameron Diaz because she is nominated for two films, but I believe she's going to split the vote, and the Oscar will go to Melissa McCarthy for her dynamite role in Tammy. Who here saw Tammy? Anyone?
No.
Well, I've seen Melissa McCarthy, and that's always enjoyable.
Have you seen her naked?
Yeah, several times.
What a pleasure.
Oh.
Wow, can you forward me that
gorgeous
website? I've got your phone number.
It's not a website. She's in person.
She's a BBW. Oh,
wow. Her muffin came to me.
Any awkward moles?
Who likes BWW?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, so, but I that's not the same people on the list that I have.
I'm thinking he's looking at the Razzies, maybe. Maybe.
I
don't even know what a Razzie is.
It's like the worst.
Oh, yeah, Razzie's another word for Oscar. No, you're probably thinking, Blake, you're probably thinking of the Golden Globes, which already happened, and they already gave those awards.
Well, no, like Best Actresses, mm-hmm. Julianne Moore.
Oh, she's great. You remember her in Boogie Nights, the roller skate girl? Mm. No, she wasn't the roller skate girl.
No, that was Heather Graham.
You're right, thank you. But
she won Golden Globes.
And Reese Witherspoon's best up. I root for her for everything. When she played Matthew McConaughey's wife in Southern Alabama as a shitty place to live, that movie.
Believable.
Right. Sweet Home.
So my pick is Melissa McCarthy, and I think you're talking about the Golden Globes, which already happened.
Okay.
And a lot of times they do line up some of the people,
because it happens a lot. Like they come one after the other, so you kind of get, you know, like,
sure. No, it's award season, the whole season for awards, and you get a little confused. You never know who's nominated for what. All the awards kind of seem to seep together, but that's fine. I understand.
All right. Well,
but I did my research.
Okay.
Next up is Best Actor. A couple surprising ones in here. Kirk Cameron for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Nice.
Nicolas Cage for Left Behind. Kellan Lutz for, again, The Legend of Hercules. Seth MacFarlane again for A Million Ways to Die in the West. And Adam Sandler for Blended. There are a lot of repeat movie titles. You know, you get a movie that's so good, and you pick those people out of there. You pick those performances that are doing the best. And I got to say, did you guys see any of these movies?
I can't see Adam Sandler being nominated for anything.
No, I think Blended's going to, like, take a lot of awards because it's a very topical thing about, like, mixed racial families.
Right.
Exactly. Like, it's a very...
And did you see Punch Drunk Love?
Yeah.
Yes.
Adam Sandler's got the chops. You know, why not for this movie?
And
Adam
Waterboy.
Sandler just wants to go on vacation nowadays.
That's right.
With his friends.
He's like, I want to take all my buddies, and where do I want to go? Someplace interesting. Let's go to Africa.
Who wouldn't want to do that? If we had the money and the power to do so, the clout, wouldn't we all do that? I would. I'd take all my buddies and say, here's the Land Rover.
Wear sloppy t-shirts.
That's right. That's exactly
always
what
in sloppy t-shirts he is.
Out of all these movies, though, I would say this is a close call. They're all excellent performances. However, one of them stands out above the rest, and that is Kirk Cameron. The tricky thing here is that Kurt starred in the original Left Behind films over a decade ago, and now the incomparable Nicolas Cage has taken the helm. But that will not stop Kirk from delivering the performance of a lifetime.
I don't think... Again, my list is not the same as yours. For Best Actor, I have Bradley Cooper, which was in that Sniper.
Oh, he's great. Oh, I love that.
The Lying Sniper, I think was the name of the movie. The Lying Sniper.
Hey, yo.
And then the other one on the list, like Michael Keaton for Birdcage.
Oh, Birdman.
The Birdcage, that's right. It was
with- so, but I don't, I, again, I, like I said, I you do a lot for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You do a lot of research for the show.
I definitely do.
But I think you're fucking up again.
No, I think those were listed in like the snubs and flubs.
Oh, okay.
So like everyone was outraged that Birdman didn't get nominated. So I know what you're saying. I know you get a lot of names out there. You kind of get a mixed around your head, but definitely Kirk Cameron is the way
go
to
go. Kirk Cameron.
Here.
Mike Seaver, Boner for Best Supporting Actor.
I got to tell you, though, a lot of times like an actor has been out of the spotlight for a while, and then they'll get like this role that really reignites their career. And for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas is that role. This film is undoubtedly put him back on the A-list, and the Academy Award will be the frosting on the cake. And not a chance he doesn't win for this movie. It's got everything. It's got Kirk Cameron, Christmas, and Saving. Two very big thumbs up here.
Thumbs up there.
Two big thumbs up.
Well, the other big, like you've been talking about all the movies.
Right.
The other big category is Best Picture.
That's my last one here.
Okay.
And again, you know, you're seeing a lot of trends here.
I'm excited about this because I haven't seen many of these, so it'll be nice to see what I need to watch.
I think he's fucking up again.
And that's, I mean... I know one time I talked about like Sex Tape and Age of Extinction, that Transformers movie. I gave away the endings unknowingly. I'm not doing that this time. Like I'm telling you what the best performances are, who's out there just killing it this year in Hollywood. And if you haven't seen it, go out and see it. The critics are saying these are the best guys out there, and now you know go check them out.
All right.
So for Best Picture,
I think I can see all these on Netflix right now.
Yeah, not bad. Hey, for free, right? Practically for nothing.
$7.99 a month.
Not bad.
They take it out on the 14th.
$4 if you split it with your sister.
I don't split anything with my sister.
Best Picture, Kirk Cameron, Saving Christmas, pops up again. Wow. Not a surprise. Not a surprise.
Runaway hit.
Left Behind, The Legend of Hercules, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and the aforementioned Transformers 4, Age of Extinction. Now this, I mean, God damn it, talk about a barn burner. Five of Hollywood's finest. These films are a virtual green screen's wet dream. But when it comes right down to it, no other film has teenagers, mutants, ninjas, or turtles like The Legend of Hercules.
Oh,
now, I know all of you thought I was going to say like Transformers 4, Age of Extinction, but alas, that film didn't have any teenagers in it. So this is the origin story of the mythical Greek hero, betrayed by his stepfather, the king, and exiled and sold into slavery because of a forbidden love. Now, Hercules must use his formidable powers to fight his way back to his rightful kingdom.
Be careful, because it sounds to me like you're telling everybody what happened.
I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to give the ending. I promise.
Spoiler alert.
This is a story that you don't need to say that. I'm not going to. I promise you. I'm not going to.
I know. I took a mythology class. I kind of know.
They should have watched the Disney movie, anyways.
That's right. Well, that's good for kids, but this is the real deal. This is Kellan Lutz out there, shirtless, yeah, sweaty.
Forget James Woods.
Fuck him.
Kellan Lutz.
Twilight.
This is
more like sluts.
Heyo.
More, yeah, more like Kellan sluts. Sluts. With a Z.
Killing sluts?
Killing sluts.
That's probably what's happening during the movie.
That's his porn doppelganger.
Legend of Hercules, a story as old as time, but never told as well as this. I give it a very rare but well-deserved 3 thumbs up.
Okay. Now, I just Googled the Oscars.
I use the same tool. Google.com, right?
Google.com. And
.org?
You don't go there.
I typed in Best Picture.
Yeah.
And,
all the Best Pictures.
Selma, which is about a lady who wanted to ride the bus and they wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks?
Yeah. Okay. It happened in New York. And then Boyhood, which I do believe is a movie.
Richard Linklater.
About a boy who rides a bus.
Yeah.
No, it's
all bus-related movies.
It's about a black kid who grew up in the inner city.
Okay. That's good.
The Hood?
Ice Cube is in it.
Yeah.
Ice Cube plays the
Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
No, just Boyhood.
Oh, Boyhood.
Because he wears a hood the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. And the movie's like 12 years long.
Yeah, it took a long time.
And then American Sniper, which is the one about the guy who lies a lot and shoots shot people.
That's how you have to, in order to get a good shot, you have to lie down.
Yeah, I think American Sniper was directed by Brian Williams.
Right.
I'd have to check the NBC anchor. I will have to check my facts. You very well could be right.
But you're telling me something different. It sounds,
where are the other ones?
What are you picking for Best Picture again?
I picked The Legend of Hercules.
Hercules! Exactly.
Are you... let me type this up here, too.
Type it up.
This.
Using the keypad.
Razzie. I typed in Razzie because you said something about the Razzie Awards.
Yeah. Right, the Razzies, also known as the Oscars. That's where I got all this information.
He doesn't know, does he?
What
he... Oscar like the sub-name?
No, it's like Academy Awards... Oscars, Razzies, right? Thank you. It's all the same. And
I'm glad I got that on video.
I had to do the jazz hands.
So it's all the same. It's all interchangeable. I went to the Razzies.com. I got all this information.
Okay, you went to Razzies.com.
What does Razzies.com say on it?
It says all the stuff that he was talking about, but it's the worst. It's the worst movies of the year.
No,
The
Oscars is the best movies of the year.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Razzies are the worst. And I think you went to the Razzies.com.
But the Razzies are like the same as the Oscars. Like, it's interchangeable. Like Academy Awards.
No, it's like the American League and the National League. It's completely different.
I
like Major League and Minor League would probably be a better comparison.
What?
Major League and Minor League might be,
Well, hey, the designated hitter to me is cheating. Anyway.
Well, you're not going to get an argument out of me.
Jason, like I said, you do a lot for the show.
Yeah,
I think.
Thank you.
And you have a lot of money. You have a lot of chips.
I have a lot of money.
How many chips did you end up having? Do you remember?
I gave him my leftovers. Virtually
all the chips.
I appreciate your time and efforts.
My pleasure. I'd love to do this for the show. I love you. I love the show.
All I'll say is I think that Left Behind should have won the Razzie because that's what they should have done with the movie. Just left it behind.
The right-wing Christian propaganda is like they got the Christmas movie and then they got Left Behind. It's crazy.
Let's whisper so that they can't hear us.
Oh, I'm not in the sidebar?
Oh, yeah, here.
Okay.
Dustin.
What's going on? Should I step back for a second?
I think he's an idiot. I don't think he knows what he's doing.
It took you 182 episodes to figure that out.
He's only been
on 60.
Do what?
Continue to pander.
Okay. All right, so we're going to buy you a panda bear.
I like her.
What's
Cameron.
That? A panda bear?
Heather says we're going to buy you a panda bear.
Yeah.
Wow. I know I haven't been paid for any work I've done. Pandemonium.
Have you ever seen them sneeze? They're adorable.
Thank you so, so much, guys.
Ouch. All right, so let's make this interesting again. Let's make this interesting again. All right, we have a brand new game that we have never played on a show before.
Uh-oh.
And we even have...
Do we have a theme song for it?
Damn right we do.
All
right.
Straight up.
Say you, say me.
I love the Rolling Stones.
Say it together. Naturally.
All right, Cole. This is called Say You, Say Me. Now, here's the object. I'm only going to explain it one time, so don't screw up.
Okay.
Okay?
Say you.
Say me. Okay, so Dustin, Heather, yeah. You're going to be paired off together first.
High five.
You're against each other.
Oh, damn it. Shit. We were going to
take
form
that back.
Like,
take it
like
back.
Voltron and go. Yeah.
Voltron.
Okay, so.
Super Saiyan.
Okay. Yeah.
You're going to look at each other.
Okay.
Count to three, and then you're going to say the first word that comes to mind at the same time. No hesitation. If you hesitate, you will forfeit your turn.
And we have to, like, match?
If you don't match, you go until you match.
So we have to do like a Vulcan mind meld or something to get on the same.
So I would suggest for timing purposes that you go one, two, three, and on three, say the word. So then when you say your word, and obviously they're not going to match because you're not that good.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you have to do it again, and based off of what you guys have said previously, you should use as.
But the word that you say next should be the meaning of the two words you previously said.
Oh, yep. I like okay. that.
And it's, hold on, now so. It's one, it's one, two, say the word, or one, two, three,
one,
say
the word? One, two, three, say the word.
Okay.
Okay? Like one, rock, two, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Okay?
Right. You're a shooter, huh?
All right, so look at each other, take a deep breath.
All right.
And one, two, three,
beer. Oh, she
oh,
said
I
nothing.
I didn't forgot. I just right. got I just tripped up. I know it was those eyes.
So what's
though.
In it?
They're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
God, he does not need any more compliments on
him. He's going to pander all around the table, and I don't know what to say.
That hello, was the first time. So should we try it again with them?
Yeah. Right, well, I'll change my word.
All right, let's me and you do it first.
Okay.
Let's let them. You can just gaze into my eyes longer if you want okay. to work on our bond.
We don't have one camera on both of us. So the first time we'll let.
I'll take off my shirt if that helps.
Okay.
I don't know if it will, but if
okay.
it helps at all.
So you want to count, and then, or do we?
Well, you and I will count.
Okay. One, two, three, hot
Ape.
Dog. One, two, three, flavor.
E-spoke.
One, two, three,
promo code.
One, two, three,
crabby debris.
Okay, are you guys?
I'm not even hearing what you're saying.
That was four. It was four.
It was four.
Did you guys both just say crap vapory?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
We said. What'd you say?
What
you said?
IBWIP.
And I said promo code. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You said crap vapory. I said IBWIP.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three,
commercial.
One, two, three,
Kramer.
Oh, Kramer! Oh. Wait, what's his name? What's it? It's a Josh Crane. It is. I got it right.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three, Seinfeld. Oh, you hesitated.
So close.
Okay, we failed. We got to keep going. We have to keep going, technically.
You had seven.
No,
seven so
you
far.
Hesitated, so I won that one.
Okay, you won that one. All right. All right, you guys got it now?
Yeah,
you got somebody it. Keep score.
I'm ready.
All right, so I'll, you want me to count? You guys want to count on your own?
I can count.
Okay, look at each other. All right, here we go. All
right, one. And I'm not going to use the same one. Like,
good
to
no, yeah, you can't.
Okay.
Good to right. know. Okay.
One, two, three, intern.
All right.
You're like, yes?
One, two, three, not
microphone.
Paid.
Just one word.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Just one word to make it a lot easier.
I should have said unpaid then. Okay. All right.
One, two, three,
podcast.
That's totally what I was going to say. Ah, lost it. All right.
It's because I wasn't making eye contact.
That's
sorry.
What it was. Right. Okay.
One, two, three,
I should have just gone. Okay. One, two,
three, download.
Oh, download. Heather hesitated.
I did indeed.
Okay,
this
so
is a hard game, but I
it
like
is.
It.
Okay, so since you both won.
Did we?
Me and you.
Shit, we didn't even do anything.
No, you won.
Oh, I
you
won?
And Jason
Finesse.
Won.
You won because she hesitated. So me and Heather That's have to go.
Loser's bracket.
Loser's bracket.
Consolation the... champions. Yes. Thank you very much.
Toilet bowl. All
right, ready?
All right.
One, two, three.
Headphones.
Funny. One, two, three. Microphone.
One, two, three.
Heather.
Did someone hesitate?
I did hesitate. This is so much stress. Looking face to face at people. This is so much sulfur in a reaction.
Okay. I assume then.
You took that one.
I took that
in
one.
In spades.
The ace of spades. All right. Dustin.
What?
Jason.
Okay.
You guys look at each other. This is for the championship.
Sup.
Of Say You, Say Me.
Sup, bro.
Sup.
One.
Bra.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three, tequila. Poker chip.
One, two, three,
alcohol. E-smoke. What'd you say?
E-smoke.
E-smoke?
One, two, three, buzz. One, two, three, poker. Vegas. One, two, three,
Las
casino.
Vegas. Oh, shit,
I
you're
said
right.
Vegas
you're...
last time.
I said Las Vegas.
And that's two words, fucker.
You can use a phrase. You are right. That's good. The casino was the right answer there.
Though. It was.
One, two, three, blackjack. One, two, three,
gamble.
Oh, betting and gamble.
So that close. You're very,
that
very close.
Very good.
You're very close.
One, two, three,
hotel.
Why did you go away from what?
I don't know.
I would have said, I thought you both were going to say steaks.
I will.
Betting.
I like steak.
No.
That's taking you to a buffet.
He'll do anything for a $5 laugh.
So keep going then.
One, two, three,
Caesars.
Casino. One, two, three,
card
gambling.
Games. Fuck it.
Games, gamble. There is gam. Yeah. That was kind of fun though.
Sorry, Lionel.
Naturally.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Jason.
Good job on those intros and outros.
That was a good one?
It's kick ass.
You like it?
I love them.
Punch it!
You know what you should do naturally? You should totally download IBWIP on iTunes. Because right now, episode 180, Mustache of Love, is now available. And 181, our next episode, an interview with Craft. I'm sorry. Craft Vapory, COO, Joshua, what was it?
Crane. It was Crane.
Kramer. It was Crane. Okay. Crane. Will be available on Tuesday, February 17th.
That actually, I screwed up because it's already available. This right. one drops on the 20th.
It's already available.
That one's already
well,
available.
Shit. What are you waiting for? Go download it. Jeez.
And Blake and I did. This is the first interview that Blake and I have done together, and it was funny.
Yeah. It wasn't. It's very informative from a vape standpoint. It's
absolutely.
But it's also fun. It's funny. We actually, Dustin, we talked to him about Meriwether.
Nice.
And the show art kind of gives it away. And should I give him a teaser?
Just give him a taste. Just wet their whistle.
We offered to purchase her.
Oh! And
in turn, we were going to barter with giving them some goats.
Oh.
And that's all I'm going to say.
She does have very nice
so
handwriting.
If you're thinking to yourself, I don't vape, why would I listen to it? Even if you don't vape, it's a funny, good, entertaining, informative interview, but it also talks a lot about Craft Vapory and what they have going, so definitely check it out.
They got a lot going on.
Goat-worthy you know vape.
Yeah, and episode 182's got a lot going on. That's our next episode. It's inevitably titled Algorithms of the Mist, and it will be available on Friday, February 27th.
That's pretty funny.
And don't forget, February is National Wedding Month. Ironically, it's the month with the highest suicide rates for males between the ages of 25 and 40. And Friday.
That was hilarious.
Blake wrote that one, and he's very proud of it. And you know what, Blake? I'm proud of you.
Thanks, buddy. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
It's the first time I've contributed to the show, and I looked. I was watching her while he was reading it. She didn't even smile.
Well, actually, what I was confused about was why February would be National Wedding Month. Like, how many people are getting married in February?
Valentine's Day?
Is this really... Well, that's just so ugh.
It's kind of cliche.
It's totally cliche. Yeah. You really think Congress was like,
you know what?
That's cliche.
Not everybody has good taste.
There you go. Congress. Right. Always.
And Friday, February 20th, is Cherry Pie Day. So celebrate the 1990 love song by Warrant to this most... Oh, there we go.
Hey, everybody!
Rest in peace, Janie Lane. Eating that pie in the sky.
Jade Stage
all
4.
Day long.
Jade Stage 4.
It's the most delectable of confections. By purchasing it for $1.29 on iTunes, Warrant's got to be getting at least 3 cents per unit sold, right?
And I like to think so.
I'd, you know,
help a brother out.
You know, they
hard
get,
times.
And play it on Spotify if you don't have the $1.29. They at least get half a cent for that.
Right.
And
Taylor Swift.
And finally, Monday, February 23rd, is Tennis Day. This is the day that I will masturbate solely to the sweet grunts of tennis greats Monica Seles, Maria Sharapova, the Williams sisters, and on occasion, Rafael Nadal.
Hey-o!
What about Anna Kournikova? No?
Oh, that's just for me.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
What? Oh, what's that?
Is that the sound of me masturbating to tennis players?
No, it looks like Heather was like coming out from backstage, like just smoking.
Nice. You're focusing on the video?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
We're having a Spinal Tap moment.
I know these jokes already.
Okay. And please remember to submit any questions, comments, or suggestions to blake@ibwyp.com. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show.
Heather, have you told any of your friends about this show?
I told several of my friends about it, and they all care deeply about me, but don't care anything about what I'm doing. So.
You know, fuck them.
Yeah.
That's ironic, because nobody cares deeply about me, and nobody cares about this show, so I feel your pain.
That's presupposing that she had friends to begin with, but you do have friends.
I do have friends. I do have friends. Actually, one of my friends listened to it. Shout out Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
My brother?
Ryan, your brother,
He's my brother.
Mm-hmm. I guess I should. Yeah.
Wait, that's really his friend then.
It's my brother.
He's my friend. I'm taking that.
It's my friend. Now, we usually like to pick up people, like girls, to come on the show who have no friends, no family, and no one will miss them if they disappear.
Them. And we put them
in. Oh, wow. You just got them all from Russia, didn't you?
No.
Mellow Yellow. Call back.
I hate Mellow Yellow. All right, folks. Hey, speaking of listening to IBWIP, we got a new little thing we're going to do. It's called IBWIP Classics. Now, when you were on the show, you asked me, you said, which show should I listen to?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to kind of get the backstory of this 8 years of debauchery. Each episode, I'm going to pick a old episode. I'm going to kind of read the show notes
about
it and talk about it for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Let's do it.
I mean,
sounds good to me.
Nostalgia. Right.
So the first one I picked, which is one of my all-time favorites, is episode 61. It's called Where Are My Keys? Now, on this one, it's the 5th anniversary show. And it's the first time that Cold Beer Coley, Amish BJ, and myself were in the same room.
Now, these are all the show notes that you put on the website, so anyone could read these at any time.
Yeah, I'm about to read that. This is just my notes, but then I'm going to read the very long show notes.
Right.
These are some of the quick points to it.
Sure.
Right. And we had went to Pennsylvania, and we were at their house, and they had a studio audience. I think there was 30 people.
Oh, wow.
There while we were doing the show. It's a blast. But one of my favorite things about it is, since it was like an anniversary show, I remember I spent countless hours going through old episodes and singling out like one-liners and stuff and then montaging them together. And so during the episode, there's 4 different like 3-minute montages. And the montages alone are hilarious.
Oh, wow.
That's
so
really
it's
cool.
A very, very good episode. I wouldn't call this a highlight, but it is the only time Hank 3 was ever interviewed on the show.
Nice.
Your hatred for Hank 3 runs deep.
Yes. Here's the show notes. Episode 61, Where Are My Keys, came out on 5/25/2012. Oh, years ago.
A lifetime ago.
Yes. And so here are the show notes. I used to spend a lot more time on show notes than I do.
Okay.
Now. Here it is, folks. We are bringing you the IBWIP 5th anniversary episode, Where Are My Keys? Blake, Amish BJ, and Cold Beer Coley bring you one of the most memorable shows of all time. This is the first episode ever that have all 3 hosts in the same room, face-to-face with no Skype. Add in a live studio audience, and it's obvious that this was one hell of a party. After 5 long years and many cancellations, we finally featured an interview with Shelton Hank Williams III. In the interview, we talk about why he sucks. No, I'm sorry. Why he is touring with no opening band, why release 4 albums in the same day, and some of his recent collaborations with Bob Wayne, Marty Stewart, as well as Ray Lawrence Jr. We don't stop there, because you probably said, Heather.
That's enough.
Yeah. I'm not going to stop there.
Don't blow your load in one show.
Right. We also feature music from our good friend Lone Wolf, OMB, Husky Burnett, Sean K. Preston, Burlap Wolf King, Los Busterios Manificicos. I did it wrong.
That's
again.
A lot of music.
Robert Mitchell and Bob Wayne. This show is filled with tons of great laughs as well. We answer a question from a fan's voicemail. some questions from the studio audience, and even hire a narrator to help fans get a better perspective of the crazy live event.
Who was the narrator?
Was it Morgan Freeman? Please tell me it was Morgan
Freeman. No, we couldn't afford him. It's, it was Mel from Ill.
Oh, Mel, okay, yeah, yeah, from Champagne.
Yeah, and so... crazy. We do our segment called Stupid People Doing Stupid Things, which we have Pennsylvania State Policeman to thank for that. Cold Beer Coley gets drunk on moonshine cherries, and Amish BJ discusses his love affair with a goat. We also announced two new shows on Silent Storm Radio lineup, which we are very honored to be part of. So this is a don't miss episode. We would like to thank everyone for making these 5 years so amazing. We would also like to thank all the bands that have submitted music to us over the years and we have interviewed. Come get Gorkschnacked with us and download this episode today. Don't forget to tell your friends. And it says special thanks to the studio audience as well. And then it was everybody was in there. So.
You said come get Gorkschnacked with us was actually the word cock strong backwards.
Right. That, that was the start of, and that actually was where we had the t-shirts made. The Gorsnot t-shirts, and I have the tattoo on my leg that is a rooster, and it says Cockstrong.
You were such a rebel that I remember you would come to work when you and I would work in the same building, and you would wear your Cockstrong t-shirt underneath your dress
my
shirt.
Dress shirt. I'm like, rebel!
I love that. Did you guys have an intermission during that? It sounds hella long.
It's quite long.
They used to go long.
These shows used to be two and a half hours long. Eight hours sometimes.
Yeah. Snacks.
Luckily, the Hank 3 interview wasn't really necessary to have that long because he didn't have that much to say. So, all right. So, we had a great show this evening. Deuces Wild, E-Liquid, definitely check them out. RUAllInVapor.com. Sign up. Who wouldn't want to drive a Lamborghini?
Hashtag the deuce is loose.
You sounded so angry. Are you okay?
No, I was doing like a morning DJ kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Morning zoo?
Yeah.
God, I was scared for a second.
The deuce is loose.
All right. All right, Heather. You're an old pro now. You cannot make any more errors because now you just can't make any errors. But
I wasn't making any errors the whole time, Blake.
Okay, and it was great. It was great having you on. Give her another cocky beer. Okay, Dustin.
Yeah,
you had a couple weeks off.
Yeah, I did.
Did you feel rejuvenated?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
You I grew a beard.
Look like a completely different... People are going to go on here and go, oh, they have a new co-host.
Yeah.
God damn, I wish I could grow a beard that fast.
God, I wish I could grow anything on my body that bit thick. Locks of Love, Jason.
Yeah.
Very good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You did great?
Yeah.
That's right. I would have to say that you really need to work on... I'm perplexed.
Yeah.
Because...
Why are you perplexed?
I want to scold him for being...
Yeah.
Screwing up...
I like that.
Again... But then I can't because...
We're used to it.
He does like 90% of the work for this job, so I mean for this show, so I can't...
I went to Razzie's, and I was under the impression that Razzie's was the same as Oscars, all right?
Why were you under that impression?
I know for next year.
I'd been drinking a little bit when I wrote that.
All right,
the end.
All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you for all
welcome.
Of you. Thanks to all the listeners. This was a fun episode. I had a good time. It was enjoyable.
Definitely.
Let's do a mystery tag and get the hell out of here. We got things to do, like another episode.
Yeah.
Are you ready to get in shape?
No.
To lose that weight? Well, IBW, I...
Let's
try
it.
Oh, no!
Let me start it over! I just did it!
You said she couldn't mess up anymore.
You did.
IBWIP is the name of the show, by the way.
I know. Can I just say IBWIP?
No, I want to say it all the time. No, I want an edit point for this. We get the shit out of the fucking show.
All right. Let's begin over. Let's pretend like that didn't happen.
All right, so we'll get a mystery tag and we'll head on out of here.
So are you ready to get in shape to lose that weight?
Yes.
Well, IBWIP can't help you with that, fat ass.
Yeah, but whip it good.
I love how they called me a fat ass on my own show.
I gotta take a piss.
You called yourself a fat ass. Fat ass.
I am a fat ass.
What does that mean?
Fat ass means when you have...
Oh, no. He said he had to piss in the worst way.
What's the worst way to piss?
What's I was going to say out the ass.
I've done that before. That's some diarrhea right there. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Enjoying your pretzel beer?
Oh, I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Does it taste like a pretzel?
It kind of does.
A little bit.
I don't know.
The pretzel was
Do
beer.
They have any pretzel vape juice?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.